A lot of people got to eat some crow. You know, the one good thing I think neither you or I actually have to, because we've given this woman her props. And you know who we're talking about? Sha'Carri Richardson. And, you know, I said this back in the Olympics. I wanted her there because the eyes would be on the sport. The eyes were on the sport. She showed up and she showed out this time at the World Championships in Budapest. How you feeling right now, man?
You know, I feel fine. I'm happy for her, you know, really. And I've said that before. I think when she had her struggles, you know, a year ago, I mean, we were honest and called that out. And then when she had won that one race and I said, well, she hadn't beat the Jamaicans yet, then she does. Mm-hmm. I came out and said, hey, my bad. Yep. And, you know,
And what did I tell you then? When you said that, I was like, yeah, but that's not when it counted. That's during the season. It doesn't count. The World Championships is where it's going to count. I made it a point to say that because, you know, everybody was bringing their best then.
Yeah. And she brought it. And watching that race, you know, her start wasn't great.
Mm-hmm. It's never
better than mine, but start with
it's probably better than it was better than what she did in the semifinals and in the qualifying heats. So she did improve as she advanced.
Right. But to do that from lane 9,
yes,
is phenomenal. But that last 15 meters, because I was like, okay, oh, she's not going to get it. You know, even though y'all said she won, I was like, let me watch it. And I'm like, where did she get that? Oh, there it goes. And then there's one angle with a camera. To me, it looked like the Jamaicans won.
Uh-huh.
What's her name?
Sha'Carri Jackson. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looked like Sha'Carri Jackson at one. But then there's a different camera angle where you see her just squeak right by.
Okay. So the angle that I know that you're thinking about is the one that was the camera that's running by is coming with them. The problem with that angle is it was slightly behind her. So it shows, because the shot overhead from the other side of the finish line, Sha'Carri's over the finish line like this, turning, looking, and you can see Sha'Carri just crossing the finish line. And you take nothing away from Sha'Carri in this, because she ran as fast as anybody else has run this year, that 10.65, right? What Sha'Carri Jackson did, she was out front, and you could see the surprise on her face when she realized, oh, crap, did I just get beat? Because she was out front, and the only thing she was worried about was Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce next to her. Mm-hmm. She never thought, lane 9, because that's all the way out there. Nobody wins if they get to the finals on qualifying time, not by winning their heat. And that's how Sha'Carri got there. So why am I even going to think that she's going to be there? No, I dusted her in the first 50. I know she's got a kick in the second 50, but I got this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Sha'Carri Jackson looked a little surprised at the end. Who's the other Jamaican that was running?
Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce.
Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce. I think she's just like, look, I'm done. I need to pass the baton to the next group. But she thought that baton was going to be passed to Sha'Carri Jackson.
Yeah.
She didn't think that Sha'Carri was going to come up like that. So pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. And I like how she, because my thing was, okay, now I need to see the interview. And her interview was with Grace. Mm-hmm. She's humble. Mm-hmm. When they told her about her 3 million followers on Instagram.
3.3, please get it right.
Yeah. She was like, you know, hey, message I have for them, it, you know, I'm not back. I'm better. And when they asked about, do you think you deserve the respect of the Jamaicans? She was, I did this for respect for myself.
Yeah.
You know, and I just really like how she handled it this time compared to times in the past. And I think this hopefully erases all of that she's had to go through. And now we're at a fresh start and ready to see her in the Olympics.
I don't think it's a fresh start for her. I think that fresh start happened at the beginning of the season, right? And, you know, I know you don't follow it as closely as I did, but, you know, I watched her qualifying heat and the qualifying round. And when she got done with it, and they're like, well, how do you feel? You know, not, the world is watching. And, you know, and she goes, I'm not worried about the world anymore. I've seen the world be my friend. I've seen the world turn on me. It's my time to actually do it for myself. Kudos to her. Here's the thing. Kudos to her and what she's done in turning everything around and saying, she did what everybody told her to do on social media. Get off social media. Get off Twitter. And just race. Why don't you focus on your racing? And you know what? We were some of those people too. Like, hey, focus on it. Because that's what's needed to get to where you need to be. And her story usually ends. You think about how many times have we seen this story? The rise, the quick rise, the quick fall, and they never recover. This redemption story does not happen for another 7 years in the movies. Okay? This, she turned this around way faster than anybody thought. And I think even in the beginning, it just took a while before it hit. And when it finally hit her, I'm the world champion. And that raw emotion. If you're not happy for her in that moment, something's wrong with you. I just got to say.
Great comeback story. Yes. I mean, that's what everybody wants. Honestly, that's what we all want. Mm-hmm. We love a comeback story. We love to see people do well, but then when they keep doing well, we want to see them fail. Golden State Warriors, right? How everybody got tired of them winning, and then they became kind of the villains, and then now they come back.
Because you haters, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm not a hater. I'm just saying that just happens in sports. Look at the Patriots. People hated the Patriots and Tom Brady because they kept winning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think for Shaqiri, great, and I really wonder, because you notice she took the nails off, and so I always just wonder, do these little tweaks and things, does it make a difference? I'm just curious if it makes a difference.
It doesn't make a difference. Because FloJo had long nails. FloJo had long hair, and it's funny because in the office today, right? Of course, I'm telling people, hey, you know, this is happening today. This is happening at this time, and they're like, yeah, well, you know. Here's the thing. Even in the qualifying heat, I didn't like when she did the gesture at the end of the qualifying heat when she did the whoosh. And I'm like, why? Because there's nothing wrong. That wasn't egregious. That's nothing. It's, hey, let's go. Sweat off my brow. Let's go. First thing done. And somebody said, take the nails off, take the hair off. I'm like, why? It doesn't hurt. Then she came out for the final and they're so prominent. It's amazing. I didn't even notice they weren't on until she got the flag. And I was like, wait a minute. She took her nails off. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad, but that's my preference because I hate long fingernails, okay? But who am I to tell her to take them off? And that's why you've never heard me say, I don't like her fingernails. I don't. But it's not for me to say.
I just wonder. You know, I think I had a friend of mine that was a swimmer. Uh-huh. And so they would, you know, totally shave all the hair off their whole body when they're swimming. And they said that it helped. I get it's a different sport, but you get the gist of what I'm saying.
Yeah. No.
That Michael Phelps can swim faster than me with an afro right now. He can have an afro all day long. He can still swim faster than me.
He can have a winter coat on.
Exactly. But you start to take those things off. I'm wondering, does it help? So people in the chat, if we have any sprinters or track stars, previous track stars, current track stars, let me know in the comments. So little modifications like that make a difference. I mean, we're talking hundredths of a second that add up. So I'm just wondering if it makes a difference.
Okay, so when you're overanalyzing that way, right? And I know there are people who would look at her running style and say she runs a little too, with her arms out like this too much. When, of course, as you're taught, it's keep the arms close to the body. Does that change anything? The woman just ran 10.65. I can run 10.65 for about 10 meters.
Right.
So I don't think, I get what you're saying. Does it help? Does it hurt? I don't think so. FloJo's still the fastest woman ever.
Right. But Abby Steiner, she has this little side swing.
Yes.
And she doesn't do a 10.65.
Wait, look. When I was in high school, there was a guy. And he ran, his legs would crisscross like this, but there's nobody that could beat him. And of course, as everybody's sitting on the side watching him dust the other folks in the race with him, we're all like, yeah, probably perfected that running from the cops. Because that's what kids do. You come up with stuff like that.
It's mean.
But I tell you what, everybody praised that man. If that's the only knock you can have is the way that he ran, not how fast he ran, so be it. Just like it's the nails, I don't think it's a big deal. I'm really happy for her. And I think this really sets up for next year's Olympics. Now, this Olympics is going to be something to watch.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. But again, I'm rooting for Shaqiri. I think hats off to her. I think she did a phenomenal job and she deserves all the respect, all the kudos that she's getting right now because she's come a long way. And so, again, love to see a success story.
You know, kudos to her. kudos to those that have been helping her and helping her turn it around, because it starts from within, and that's the first thing. When she first, when everything happened, and she was very, you know, she was really loud and rambunctious about everything, and then she stopped and was like, well, no, I'm just going to focus on me, because I need to shut everybody up. And the fact that the people next to her, around her, who helped her with that, but even her, because it starts there first, accepting that, and believing it, and taking charge of it. And now, in this moment, when she has the time to say F all of y'all, she doesn't. She takes the high road and says, it's not even about them anymore. It's about me and what I want to do. I love that.